Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Today we're joined with South Dakota State Jackrabbits, Casey Bender. And for you folks not familiar with Casey, he's a top offensive guard for the Jackrabbits. And 13 teams were present at South Dakota State's Pro Day. And Casey, what was it like having 13 teams present to watch you guys work out?
It was kind of overwhelming, you know, flash exciting. It was It's great to see that many teams show up. You know, I attended the one last year to kind of catch and feel what it was going to be like, you know, coming into my senior season, and there wasn't near 13 teams there. So, I mean, it was really excited, really brought all our tempos up, and it was exciting.
And, I mean, in terms of the people on hand, did you talk with any teams? Do you have any workouts, anything like that coming up?
I haven't heard back as far as getting any workouts yet from any teams, but a couple different teams had good feedback for us and just told us to keep up hard work.
And what's that like, I mean, being so up close? I mean, were you jittery or nervous, or were you kind of relaxed, you know, at the get-go of everything?
Right when we first walked in on Tuesday morning, it was kind of like it all hit you at once. I was very nervous and I didn't really know what to expect, and then, I mean, as the scouts started talking to you and some of them started to get to know you a little better, then the nerves eventually went away, and it was just doing our job out there.
Excellent. You know, and I ask everyone, I mean, when you got to South Dakota State, I mean, was the main goal, I mean, I think it's every football player's dream to play in the NFL, but, I mean, how big were your, you know, how much of a realistic possibility in your mind at the time at South Dakota State when you got there, you know, was it to, you know, play in the NFL?
To tell you the truth, I mean, I didn't even fathom it coming from South Dakota State. You know, I had the chance to play, and then my junior season started hearing some stuff, especially after that junior pro day, and that's where it really started hitting me. And there's been some guys, you know, I played with Mitch Erickson that was graduated 2 years older than me, and he made it then, and that's really my sophomore year I started kind of realizing it.
Yeah, and I mean, your time there, I mean, I think you had great success. I mean, 2 years, the last two seasons in the Missouri Valley Conference, 7-5. This season, 8-4. So you improved by a game. I mean, your time at South Dakota State, I mean, was there anything that you left behind that you wish you could have accomplished?
I wish last season we could have won that Missouri Valley Championship. You know, all the dice were in our favor, you know, playing that last game at home against Southern Illinois. I mean, I wish we had come away with a win there, but, I mean, otherwise, no regrets at all. I had a wonderful experience at South Dakota State, and it's a great school, and the tradition is going to continue to grow with the success that I had throughout my career and my fellow teammates, and the program is just going to build off all that, I think.
And, you know, Casey, I have a question. I mean, I'm not going to lie, saying, you know, I was an avid student of South Dakota State football, but, you know, Ryan Berry, 3,000-yard passer from a year ago, two new guys in place this year, Thomas O'Brien and Ryan Crawford. I mean, was that a surprise to you to have this much success with a couple new guys under the center?
Not really. I mean, our senior class, you know, Ryan was part of our senior class, and we're all super close, you know. I mean, Ryan was put up behind a lot of good quarterbacks. I mean, 2 years ago we had Andy Carduce, who was a great quarterback for us. And like you mentioned, Ryan Berry, which was phenomenal. He had a great senior season. And then I think Crawford always lived by the edge of the seat. You know, he's always, I mean, if you would have called his number, he would have been in there. And he stepped up, and he played very good ball. And then when Crawford went down and T.O. had to step up, you know, he filled the shoes, I mean, just as well as anybody else would have. So, I mean, we weren't too nerve-wracking. We knew Ryan was smart, and he's been in the offense for 5 years, so we had a lot of confidence.
Excellent. And your roommate, teammate, Casey Knips and Danny Batten, both Texas First Nation guys. I mean, what's it like, the recognition that, you know, you're part of it? I mean, you're on that NFL radar. I mean, what's it like getting this much recognition brought to your school?
It's great. I mean, mean, that all of us being very close friends and not having a shot, I mean, it's done a lot for school, you know. It really hypes up the underclassmen, you know, to see all this stuff come into FDSU. I mean, it's just going to help the overall program, I think.
Excellent. And I shot some emails back to your head coach, Coach Stagemile, earlier today. He had some very positive things to say about you. You know, he said great worth ethic. He said great feet, and that's, I think, a very important thing to have as an offensive lineman. And he also said the desire was there, and he said just a fantastic, caring student athlete. I'm sure you know, you would probably agree with all those things. What nice things do you have to say about Coach?
Coach Stig is an excellent guy. You know, he's very family oriented. You know, he treats all of us like we're his own kids. You know, before each senior class comes in, he invites us all out to his place for a meal, and we get to just reminisce on our first days coming into school and what we've learned throughout our careers there. And Coach Stig, without Coach Stig, I mean, a lot of the players, you know, would have had a totally different experience. I think he's made this program what it is today. The fans love him, the school loves him, and he's just overall a wonderful person.
Excellent. And, I mean, what does he tell you? I mean, you know, if you're talking to your own personal coaches, I mean, what do they say that you have to improve on, and, you know, what do they like most about your game?
I think, to agree with Coach Stig, just the passion for the game. You know, I love to get in there and get nasty and just continue to strive and make myself better, you know. And I hope I have that shot at this next level to continue to enhance my knowledge on the game of football and to better my skills. And
in terms of those skills, I ask everyone who always comes on the show, I mean, if we put Casey Bender out there on an NFL field in an NFL uniform, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays now?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't even know. I mean, perspective now, I don't know. We worked with John Hall, and I know he's a past player, but it would be fun to resemble him someday in the NFL.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's a great answer. Kind of on the lighter side of things, your coach said that you had more hair on your body than a grizzly bear. You agree with that?
Yeah, I could probably agree with that.
And he said that you took more heat than that, and no pun intended, he said.
No, it was fun. The guys enjoyed giving me a little grief about it too, but it's all fun stuff.
Like I said, see, you know I'm doing my homework. I'm just not having you on the show just to shoot the breeze, see?
Sure.
Yes. Once again, Casey Bender, South Dakota State Jackrabbits offensive lineman, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. So, I mean, what have these last few months been like for you? I mean, obviously, you know, the end of the season, and then I'm sure you get into, you know, that pro day workout. I mean, were you working out at anywhere specifically for your pro day?
Vince and I both were in Minneapolis from the first of the year through the first week of March. We were working with a guy by the name of Bill Welly and another trainer by the name of Kevin Brown, and we were just working out in Minneapolis, trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, and really prepare for our pro day.
And any big difference from now to the time the season ended? I mean, anything you know that you've, you know, the maybe the physicality of your body or just your speed, have you noticed anything dramatic?
Not really too much dramatic, you know. I feel a little better, you know. We got a little more in-depth with technique and stuff and just fixed some of the running mechanics and sprint mechanics, and I think that kind of, you know, benefited the joints and stuff a little more than, you know, we straightened some things out, which I think in the long run will help.
No, oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely going to help. And moving forward, I mean, as you think, I mean, when draft day and all that stuff rolls around, I mean, what are you going to do the week of the 22nd in April?
I'm going to go home and spend that with my family and enjoy and kind of soak it all in and hopefully maybe Saturday have a shot at seeing my name come up across TV, and if not, you know, a phone call afterwards would be great. And I got such a loving family back home, and my dad's brothers and sisters and the whole extended family just really supportive back there. So I'm going to go back and spend time there and just enjoy that weekend.
Excellent. And when you, if you get that call from a pro team, I mean, have you rehearsed your reaction, or have you thought about how your reaction is going to be?
I tell you the truth, I haven't even thought about that.
I got a good story. Rashad Jennings, the running back out of Liberty, went to Jacksonville last year when the Jaguars called him. He was at his brother's coffee shop, and when Jacksonville called, his phone died. So it's great. So make sure your phone's charged and you're in a place where you can get the signal. So you don't want that's one phone call you don't want to miss.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Excellent. Well, Casey, we appreciate you coming on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and you know, like I said, look forward to touching base with you. You know, again, right before draft day, just to see you know, how things are going for you. You've been on the show before. You kind of know the routine. You know, before we let you go, we like to do three downs and out. They're just three goofy questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot at them?
I'm ready.
All right. If Casey Bender could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Ding, 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 ding. Very nice. And just so you know, Beyonce has a 3-point lead over Alicia Keys, and they're the distant front runners in this competition thus far, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think Beyonce has like 22, and I want to say Megan Fox has 5. So, just to let you know. And second down, Casey, is if you're on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talents could you showcase?
I can play some basketball. I could probably throw out a little moves on the basketball court. I'd probably try that.
Excellent. Well, you know what? Here, I'll ask you this question. If we put you in an NBA uniform on an NBA court, who are you going to remind us of?
I don't know. My favorite guy is Shaq, but I mean, I got his size. I'm a little bit shorter than he is, but
very nice.
I like little baby hooks, so hopefully I can remind people of Shaq.
Excellent. Are you better at the free throw line than Shaq?
I am.
Very nice. You got to start. And the final down, Casey, before we let you go, is if you could be the face of a product and endorse anything you wanted, what would you like to be the spokesperson for?
That's a tough one. I don't know, something, maybe like a vehicle or something, you know, living out in the country, you know, being a spokesperson for a certain brand of cars or something like that.
Excellent. So trucks, cars?
Yeah, probably trucks.
There you go. Well, Casey, hey, once again, everyone here at the NFL Draft Bible wishes you the best moving forward, and we appreciate you taking some time. I know you're a very busy young man to take time with us on the NFL Draft Bible.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. That's Casey Bender, South Dakota State Jackrabbit, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And like I said, South Dakota State is a team, you know, that Casey Knips, the other lineman, and then Danny Batten, their defensive end, both Texas First Nation invitees, and Casey Bender himself is drawing lots of attention from the next level. So, like I said, South Dakota State, a school that not many are familiar with, but start getting familiar with them jumping jack brackets because they're starting to make some noise when it comes to this NFL draft. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, thanks for taking some time. I know there's a lot going on, but we appreciate you taking some time and listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.